Well, the people were there, obviously, in protest that the Israeli government and army continued bombardment of Gaza, resulting in almost 10,000 people being killed to date, 3,000 of them children, 2,000 women, and the denial of essential supplies. And this can't go on any longer. These are all breaches of international law, and Israel should be held account by the international community for these breaches. But in the meantime, and in the immediate, there should be a ceasefire called, not a humanitarian pause, but a ceasefire to allow the people of Gaza to get the supplies that they need, and to also ensure that there's no more people killed. And the international community must intervene once and for all and try and achieve a negotiated settlement so that we can have peace forever in the Middle East. This can't be allowed, and it's not sustainable. No more people should die, and the Israeli government should pull back immediately, and the international community should stand up together and ensure that they do.
And Jerry, how can local people, how can they help?
Local people can help by attending the protests, showing solidarity and support to the Palestinian people, by writing to their TDs and their government, calling on them to stand up against this Israeli bombardment and the genocide and apartheid of Palestine, and to force the government and all the other governments across the international world to hold Israel to account and to get a ceasefire and start proper negotiations to get a peaceful conclusion to this ongoing conflict for many, many decades.